All right, so 11 minutes gone past the hour, and it's a fantastic morning. I did tell you earlier on that our final conversation is going to be about voting and voter turnout, and I'll get there shortly. Now, if you just joined us earlier on, we started our conversation on Inside Rivers on voter registration exercise, and we asked the question back then, how you would rate the INEC on this registration exercises, particularly in River State. Then we talked about PETs a few moments ago. Our final conversation is about voter turnout, and it is promising to be an engaging one. Well, I'm not going to be in the studio alone to do this because, in all honesty, it would be good to have somebody who has walked around these issues in the past few years, particularly someone who is within the region. We have facts for you. We'll be drilling them out as we go on. But let's get to meet my guest this morning, all right? My guest is Honorable Fubara Willie Pepple. Good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you join us.
Pleasure is mine. All right. And I just want to thank the station. You guys have been one of the pivots of giving us the conscience of the people. Thank you. I'm lovely, happy to be here.
All right. It's good to have you join us on such a short notice. Now, let's get straight into our conversations this morning. We're talking about voter turnout. Now, one of the hallmarks of the elections, particularly in this part of the world, when I say this part, I'm talking not just about Nigeria, but also the continent, talking about the African continent, and if we're going to narrow it down, even the sub-Saharan West African region. Now, did you know that the number of votes cast in the United States, right, in the presidential race, this was back in 2015, was higher than what it used to be in the previous years. Voter apathy is not a Nigerian thing. It's not a Nigerian. In fact, looking at the list of countries that had very strong turnouts, Mr. Fubara,
yeah,
the United States was not in the top five.
Yeah.
Top five, you had Turkey. Turkey in one of the elections had about 89% voter turnout.
Yes.
Over the years, we've seen countries like Switzerland that has a very robust democracy have low voter turnout.
Yeah.
And all of these happen for a plethora of reasons. Last elections, it was voter apathy because people were scared of security challenges. The police may not be able to forestall violence and things like that. Let me ask you. Apart from security challenges, what other things could be making Nigerians, Rivers people, not want to come out for elections?
Yeah, thank you. You know, elections usually come out from the product of a session of whereby you want to either elect new persons coming in for positions, or you want to elect out persons out of that position. And when the process over time, you know, I'm taking it, just not, the election is not just the event, it has a build up.
True.
When the product, the process over time have been seemingly perceived to be not worth doing it, because if a man comes out from his house and votes and perceives that whatever he votes and would have been counted, and at the end of the day, he sees the other thing around, whereby we now see that even in the past, whereby elections are determined either in the pronouncement of a result of an election, not in the voting. So over time, maybe that has resulted whereby people do not have faith in the entire process. You know, you have isolated the issue of security. Because security is, you have a family. Let's take a family. A man, the wife, two kids above 18, four votes. And eve of the election, and you hear gunshots.
Chances are
the wife will not tell the dad, the husband to go out. Of course, wife will stop the children. Even the man has the strength to just go out. Mm. That panic is already there. So, over time, we have issues of violence in election, other issues of do you trust the process? So that's where we are. And that is one of the things, the trusting of the process by persons over time, electorate, has either demeaned their zest to even come out for the process, an election date. That is one of them.
Okay,
the,
so
the
that's
trust what, over the process result.
So it's a trust over the process and the result. That's why some people would probably not want to vote. Now, interesting on US News, this is a website, usnews.com. This was from 2016, all right? And there's a group, an organization of economic cooperation and development, right? About 37 nations talking about global economic policy. Now, there is something called the voting age population.
Yeah.
Over here in this country, it's from 18 and above. In fact, in most countries of the world, it's 18 and above. Some countries, slightly, it's about 21. But most countries, it's 18 plus and above. You are eligible to vote.
Yes.
Now, of that age, of that population, that range, so usually you have people from 18 to about 70, 75 who can willingly come through, stand queue, and vote. This is what was the turnout back in 2015, 2016. Remember, that was the election that had Donald Trump.
The Trump out.
Yeah. No, Trump in. Yes.
Okay.
That was Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Clinton, yes.
Yes. Now, that election, the voter turnout for America was lower than the country I made mention of, the first country, Turkey. Turkey had about 89% of its population come out. Sweden had about 82%. Australia had about 81%. Denmark had about 77%. South Korea, Israel, Netherlands, New Zealand, even a small nation like Iceland, population of less than Lagos State.
Yeah.
Had more than 50% of its population coming out. Whereas in the US, just about 55% of their population came out. Now, if we juxtapose it, right, there are different reasons,
yeah.
Right? There are different reasons. In some of these countries, in Turkey, for example, it is compulsory for everybody to vote.
That's what I'm saying. The culture,
yes.
The instruction.
Yes, there's a law. Once you're 18, yeah. You must vote.
Yeah.
And the political parties here considering making, you know, that kind of law into play. That, look, whether or not you are 18, well, sorry, whether or not you like Jude's party or Okonkwo's party, as a citizen, you are 18, you are being taken care of by the borders, the territorial borders of this country, you must vote.
Yeah, thank God the data speaks for itself. But the reason is what we just had. When Turkey gets the highest of voter turnout for that kind of election, it was more of a coerced thing. When you put a law for voting, it's not part of the front. You must have a choice to vote or not to vote. It's your right.
Okay.
We are trying to build the consciousness of voting because it brings people in and out. But in a country like Turkey, to get the highest turnout, it means it was forced, coerced. So I will not want to clinch reasoning, proper reasoning to Turkey, because it was a little forced society. But when you look at the other society,
Sweden,
now look at Sweden. We know them. We know the country. It's working. Things are working. I mean, check the unemployment rate. Things are working. So, and the confidence of an election is the ability to vote in and vote out seamlessly, so without issues.
Mm.
So I think that propels those kind of smaller but well-organized societies, that the welfare of the people, so it's easy to motivate them. Their welfare, so Sweden and Co., their welfare have been taken care of. So if they know that, look, this is how it is, and voting is one of the process. So the voter education, it doesn't even need to do much. It's that the society itself has developed to that point. Now look at America. You said it's not 55%.
Yes.
Now you notice, when you keep giving tension to an election, you know what Trump did. Trump was Trumpism he brought in. He kept on repeating one thing. His repetitions of how crooked
the system was. Make America great again.
Make America great again. Also giving the impression that it was a crooked system. You know, Trump came from outside. Mm-hmm. He didn't even come from the established Republicans.
Yes.
He came in. So he faulted his party, faulted every other person, as he was, if we want to quote, the Messiah. So when you put so much tension on an election, you might also have people believing that, well, what's the point? So voter turnout might not be as high. I don't know the figures, the election before. I mean,
they've been lower.
Lower.
Yes.
So it was higher then.
Yes.
Then, meaning that
yes.
they created tension, created a hype, brought what they call American first, you know, and it hyped. But let's, if you look, I believe if you look at the last election that took him out, took Trump out.
It was higher.
It was higher. Yes. And it was one of the highest.
Yes.
Now, that was because of what? The tension and the hype of what happened in, I believe it's a patra of all things. There was this issue of Black Lives Matters,
yeah.
the reaction. And people started seeing holes in the issues of Trump. The Trump not being presidential as they had wished. You know, yes, he had his own good sides and good, but you see, if not Biden, which people has thought would is a weak candidate, now mobilized because it was an American trying to say, based on that movement, the black and other things that were propped up,
yeah.
that encouraged mobilization for voting. That another hyped it up. So it's a voter turnout also in those very. Referred societies has to do with what happens around the society. What did you raise as the hype of this? What we had on the ground, and did you resolve it before the election? Will it matter in the election?
Elections.
And of course, and we noticed the last election in US, whereby Trump went out. It came to local politics. Each state wanted to do what they wanted.
Wanted to do. All right, so we're going to go to a break shortly. All right, when we come back, my guest, Honorable Willie Pepple, is going to be talking to us, and we're going to thrash us this very interesting segment of our conversation. So far, we've been able to pinpoint, or at least narrow, why there's been voter apathy in previous times, and not just in Nigeria. We've looked at other countries as well. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what the political parties can do
Nigeria.
Here in Nigeria to promote voter turnout. One of the highest election voter turnouts in Africa ever witnessed was the election that brought in President Nelson Mandela. As early as 6 a.m., you had South Africans waiting on queues. Some queues, it was recorded, were almost 2 miles long. Waiting to vote one man in. When we come back, we'll find out what exactly ANC did right and what all the other political parties here can do right to get that kind of turnout.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Who votes in Africa? That question is still yet to receive a very concise and detailed significant attention. Now, using Afrobarometer, and this is actually from ResearchGate, these researches have been done on various subject matter. Now, the agencies of mobilization are important in determining who votes in countries, particularly sub-Saharan Africa. Notably, identifying with a political party is one of the most important predictors of voting. Thus, although political parties may have questionable democratic credentials in many African countries, ultimately, political parties serve the function of getting citizens to the polls. Certain attitudes also influence individuals' decision of whether to vote, including support for democracy. Good morning. Welcome back. My name is Jude. This is Hello Port Harcourt. This morning, we're talking about voter turnout in Nigeria in particular. And my question is, how exactly can political parties ramp up voter turnout? Low voter turnout is not a Nigerian or African thing. We've seen now that's happened in the US and in the UK. And for different reasons, some might add. But let's look at our reasons. My guest this morning, joining me in the studio, is Honorable Willie Pepple, Fubara Pepple, this morning. One time youth leader, Boni Youth Leader, Boni Youth Federation, back in 2007. And interestingly, former SA to the Commission of Water Resources back in 2012. Mr. Pepple, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jude.
All right, now, before we get into the... We have a break. We're going to have the headline news. This is a research done, and they are saying political parties have a big role to play. Even though they are questionable, but they do. What are we seeing? What have we been seeing recently in Nigeria? In previous years, we talked about voter apathy. The political parties have a role here. Do you agree?
Surely. Political parties, we are created for that. They are created to mobilize people to win elections. Recently, we've noticed, I believe, from what INEC has been sending out, there are high turnouts of registration.
Mm.
But that is the bane of political parties. Political parties should be the ones to mobilize persons to come into their party, come into understand their ideology, so it'd be easier for candidates at the end of the day to narrow down to themselves where electors want to know where they go. So mobilization should have been one of the major things of parties. But remember, I had said earlier, if those parties are not organized for such, because they don't know that they don't value the electorate.
Mm.
They don't value. They don't feel that it's a party thing, just a gathering thing. Oh, no,
a few people.
Go out, go and get members. It helps you to have a base. If I'm a political, I'm in a political party. Mm. I'm in the SDP. You go out and get a strong base. And one of the strong base you can get is when you go out to get persons to join your party. And it helps them to understand. Now, people are saying, go get PVC. I say, go get PVC, but secure the PVC and also use the PVC.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. All right, so we go on the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so welcome back. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt is the show. We're going to open the phone lines right now. We're still having conversations with my guest this morning. How can political parties get more voters out of their homes and on the streets? How can political parties promote voter participation? That's our question. Numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. I'm going to read a comment for you, Mr. Pepple. All right, this one here is from Bright. It says, good morning. What can make that happen here is for candidates having exemplary lifestyle like the great man you mentioned, Nelson Mandela. And what the political parties can do is to have internal democracy in who emerges in the parties. But unfortunately, we know that can happen here for selfish reasons. Now, you said that the political parties have been designed or should be primed to get people out, to join them, not just to have a few individuals who, in quotes, own the party, but to get people to believe in their ideas and come forth and vote. Now, we've seen shootings in elections in past times, 2019, 2015 elections as well. You've heard some of the political parties say, oh, it's not our people. They shun violence at all turns. And then eyewitnesses would come and say, well, somebody came from so-and-so party and took so-and-so ballot box. Ballot snatching was a big thing. And then you hear them say, oh, it's not our boys. Would you say that these activities, whether sponsored by the political parties, directly or indirectly, have led some Nigerians not to want to participate in those voting processes?
Yes. Direct to your question, it's obvious that violence as a whole will deter people to participate in election. Now, things that happen, when persons, and you know, you have to understand, on election day, it's even above the political party, in the sense that the interest of that particular candidate, the interest of the people, what are his values, like the man that sent that case, are his values? You know, if you have good values and responsible values, when you get to election, you will not want to sponsor violence. But that now goes to the fact that when I said earlier about people joining political parties, you cannot allow only a few persons. It's only election day you come out with your PVC. Join political parties, because when they take decisions on how to even bring about
the leaders,
you are there. Start with your units. Start with your ward. Go for ward meetings. Go for unit meetings. Impel them. You have your constitution of your party. You have it. If they say they should have meetings regularly, always call your secretary. I say, my friend, what's happening now? You've not called unit meeting or ward meeting. It starts building on participation. And politics is local. The good thing we're going to see, by God's grace, hopefully, in this, INEC have been progressing. All this, right? It's obvious. Nobody can. You can't take it out of them. They've been progressing. I believe the mesh, the systems they're going to use now, is more or less making people valuing the voters more. Right now, like I told somebody, like as a politician, I say I don't. When I go and see anybody above 18, I don't see the person. I see PVC. Why? I want to be close to the person. I am a local mobilizer.
Okay, all right. Let's get to hear from Zion this morning. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Zion, thank you very much.
Welcome, Zion.
I think on this aspect of our party, it has only been recorded on a particular region here in Nigeria, which is the south-south-southeast. We don't fully understand the intricate about democracy. Look at the northern states. Have you ever recorded voter apathy? Even amidst gunfire, these guys go to the north. On the day of election day in Port Harcourt, you will not even see Aboki that sells sugar cane. You call them Aboki. You will not see them sewing shoes. You will not see the people with the umbrella using to fix your umbrella. What happened? Political parties and individuals mobilized logistics for these people to come to their units and vote. But the political parties and political stalwarts in the south, 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 is what do they do? They pocket that money for selfish use. So why are you crying voters apathy? I challenge you, my brother, any important election, general election, come out to the streets. You will not see the northerners that normally polish shoes. Even the one that cooks indomie, sells suya, you will not see them. They have gone to the north. People mobilize them. People structure them in trailers, in vehicles, a mass movement, that day we all will be so stranded on who to polish our shoe. But what do we do that day we from the south and southeast? That day we are playing football on the streets.
All right, Zion, thank you very much. Okay, did you get to hear his comments?
Yes, surely.
Do you agree with some of what he said?
I want to just refer to the voter culture of the regions.
Yes.
I schooled in the north. I did BUK, Bayero University, Kano. I know. I did in student union elections there. They are highly conscious on election, who gets there. They use whatever they not, they not, and they have, they're highly conscious about elections. They mobilize over time. You say, Aboki, they carry radio. What are they saying? They are conscientizing their persons about, they are gathering their people for elections. Now, in the south, south, and south, what we're having, you see persons, look at the voters, the INEC records. You see that every time you check, they will say so number of PVC, not collected.
Not collected.
In these regions, while in the north, they are collected. So they are more, they plan. People have planned that they should make sure that their people get PVC.
But to his question,
yeah.
So who exactly should be doing mobilization to conscientize? Because over here, you have a lot of CSO, civil society groups, NGOs, who will come sponsor programs, tell you, please vote, or don't carry guns. Don't let, last election, you remember, one of the slogans was, if the politician's son is not there doing it, why should you do it? But you didn't get to hear a lot of those kind of comments from the political parties themselves.
That is what I mean. It means that the political parties, generally, they have just believed in structure themselves, but like the last caller said, internal democracy. Internal democracy makes the right persons grow over time.
Mm.
It makes the team, the party, likable. It makes the party structured for meetings and co. If you don't have a meeting by your unit, will you go and join the man in the state? If you are from a local community, is that unit that should have unit meetings and sell themselves to the people, mobilize people to join the party? It helps to raise the bar of the quality of persons that eventually
will come
up from the system.
Promise is in Bukana. Promise, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Potako.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
I did the honorable in the studio this afternoon.
Good morning. Welcome.
You're doing actually well. I think the peculiarities of Nigerians in terms of voter apathy is as a result of what our brother has said, the security challenge in elections. And people don't have confidence in the process. You see, I've observed over a period of time that during election day, some real persons have come out here on the field to vote, but they will go and sit down somewhere and be gifting why the election is going on. The reason why they are doing what they are doing is because they believe that it's not those voting that they are doing that will determine who wins the election. So they don't care. You go to gay bar, they are drinking, election is on. You see two old women that are lining up to vote. Those elite, those enlightened ones that are supposed to know the candidate that have capability and ability to lead our country who no vote. Because they believe that at the end of that result, that voting at the polling unit, they will go to the hotel, or they will go to the prison center and change the result that will fit their candidate. So what I think we need to do, and my happiness now is, it is those things in the Electoral Act that have empowered voting to count. So if Nigerians, the government of the day, the Electoral Commission Empire, can change that part that makes every vote count, you will see that the level of voter apathy will reduce. Because every politician will understand that we need physical human beings to win elections.
All right, so they need physical human beings to win elections. Victor Bosu, once again, this is a similar comment to what we read. This one says, one of the ways political parties can help promote voter participation in the electoral process is by enthroning internal democracy. You made mention of that. In the electoral process, all right, so that popular and acceptable candidates will emerge in the party primaries as against imposition of candidates. That way, voters will be encouraged to participate in the electoral process, believing that their votes would produce who governs them. Now, Promise said something similar, that look, some people just believe that the winners have already been sorted before the election started. And he said, you need physical human beings.
Yes.
To make, it's not just making it free, making it credible.
Yes.
So if in a region they say there are 1 million people and only 200,000 come out to vote, does that actually make that election it may have been free, but would it have been credible?
Yeah. Two things have come out from this. First of all, I thank Mr. Promise what he has said. Let vote count. If the process makes vote count, we have persons that will trust the system over. And I believe with the progress of INEC so far, you now need people. You now need human beings.
Physical.
You now value every man on the streets.
Mm.
You don't even, in fact, these days, I don't think politicians will bleach their siren too much now when they are passing on the street, because they need that man. You don't know if it's one single vote that will change the thing.
Mm.
So that is one part. And the other part where he said, where we're talking about internal democracy. My brother, I've suffered from that. We have suffered from that. We won't mention the party, but when people own party as if it's a social club, when people own party, own everything. We must be generic. The leadership in systems, from the world state, must be generic. People should sit back. Look at what you bring into the system, your activity, your role, the zoning formulas of your community, the ideals, the demands, the social contracts that you already have within that community. Not somebody will sit somewhere because he's the owner of the party. He claims ownership of the party and they take. So internal democracy helps us. And look, it really helps. And I tell everybody, no matter who, the internal democracy will help us in the long run. Why? Because the right persons will come up. They will have the right support base to win or progress in elections. Not one single man waiting to give instruction, funds and coup. People can support elections on their own if they know the right person is there. So this is a mix of it. So the parties need to sit up and...
I need to weigh in on that because see the last comment you made that people can sponsor, the processes to get people to come. You're talking about internal democracy.
Yeah.
Trying to get people to vote, the right people. Now, one of the callers said, look, what's the party structure like where people in the South, don't get to mobilize those in the region to say, hey, look, come. It's time for you to vote. Whether you're voting for me is not important. In, I think it was 2012 or 2011, the election that brought in Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Barack Obama would pick up phones. He had a staff, volunteer staff, who would gather numbers. They would call. They would patch him through. He gets to speak. Hello, my name is Senator Obama. Then he was senator. Then when he became president, when he was going for the second term, the same thing. Hello, this is President Obama. I would like for you to vote for me on this. What are the issues that you think we should do? That other caller is asking, why are the political parties not doing things like that to get people on the street? Don't you think Rivers people, for example, need to hear from Jude directly? Say, hey, Oga, I want you to vote for me. And the person says, why? What's special about you?
Yes. The last person that said that is right. Engagement. You have to engage the people. Any politician that is going around right now, meeting people, a politician that should be taken seriously, one going around to meet people. Even in River State, we know some of them. They are going around talking to the associations. They talk to the people on the streets. They talk to... organized civil societies. They keep talking, presenting themselves. Now, on the issue of mobilization, that is where you're talking about. There are structures, those structures that we are using Obama's time, because there were phones and everything there. The current political party should go towards that. Serious candidates, serious, should engage persons. We know how to get them. Just as you said, call them, talk to them, reach out to them, value them. People just want to get a text message that from the so campaign team. It must not be you talking. So, I just got a text too.
Okay.
These people are serious. So they get my number. I'm just using that. But that is it. People want to know that they are valued. And I think that is a strategy for all. And any serious, and of course we know one or two of them in River State already, that are going around exposing themselves, seeking for partnerships, are the persons that people should take serious. But anybody that will sit in River State, talking about all candidates, not even governor, or everybody, I will just sit back feeling that it is their own whatever will help them. No, we want people that will engage us. Nobody is perfect, but let us see you that you have the concern,
Ernest is speaking to us from Mumbai. Ernest, you're our final caller. Good morning to you, Ernest.
Good morning.
Good morning, please.
I think on this election voting turnout, the truth is that why in the past it's like this in this part of the world in Nigeria is because there is the politicians and the parties believe in Togri and ballot boss Kunashi. Okay. But now that we are going into electronic voting, like it's done in the civilized country, you can see that things are gradually turning. By the time we get this electronic voting rights, you will see that the next election, they will now understand that it is the people that decide, and they will not start doing the one-on-one campaign that they're supposed to be doing, unlike what they used to do in the past, depending on party members and party alone. On a normal sense, the councillors from each ward on any party supposed to be doing his or her homework by mobilizing the people. Like in the north, from my information from my cousin, soon we did not. The councillors and the local government chairman, they mobilize, they go to INEC because they know that it is the people. That's why they get the voter cast for them. They see to it that it is distributed among the people.
Ernest, thank you very much. We have just about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Honorable Willie Pepple has been joining me this morning. That last comment, I see you writing down to react to that final comment.
Yes. When you say councillors, that is the bottom part. That's the baseline. But in this area, how many councillors really won those elections? You know, when you are not generic in winning elections, you just know, we know the result, how some of these results comes out.
Mm.
So, how, you know, does he have the mandate of the people? Does he have the capacity, even in his local? But that is his role, to show from if he has a small local councillor's project, in his own ward, he can even attempt to lure people. So, it's well and good. Councillors should do that. Go down to the grassroots to mobilize that. Now, my caution now will be, as we go towards electronic voting or electronic system of voting, whereby it's reducing the tensions, I know some politicians will do two things. Two things might happen. I'm not going to say politician. The system might involve two things. It might be voters buying, because the human beings are now there to even buy.
Yeah.
And it might also be voters' intimidation. If you know you are not strong in this world, you make sure that there's problem in the world and only a few persons will come out. Now, that is why I said it earlier. People should join, be conscious, join, own that unit. Own that unit. You find that you will not be able to sell. You will not be able to even collect money because you love your candidate.
Mm.
You love who is coming out in that unit, and you will stay firm and defend that vote.
All right. Thank you very much, Honorable Willie Pepple, joining me this morning, having a conversation. We hope to be able to get more individuals to shed light on some of the issues surrounding the climb in this area. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you.
Great one.
Thank you very much. Well, our conversation has ended this morning on that note. All right. These are the things. Great suggestions from both the guests, and indeed some of you have called in and sent in messages. We do hope some of these ideas get to make manifest in future weeks and months to come. My name is Jude. This is Hello Port Harcourt, right here on 2.3 Nigeria Info. Have yourself a wonderful day.